We're saluting some of America's top fake newsmen. Last week, Stephen Colbert made his third appearance on our show, the occasion being his new book, I Am America and So Can You. Now, I think he sent a secret message in the interview. This was right after I'd asked him if he'd gone through a period of rebellion as a young man.
I didn't really feel like I needed to rebel that much. I had a teenage rebellion, like I smoked dope and didn't do my homework, but nothing too dramatic.
Gee, I think you can't run for president or be on the Supreme Court, having just said that.
Oh, can't I? I will make sure you eat those words someday, young lady.
Those words are crunchier than I thought they'd be. Here's what happened a few days after my interview when Stephen Colbert stopped by The Daily Show.
Are you planning a run for president of the United States?
Whoa!
I'm glad you asked, John. Because tonight, I, Stephen Colbert, am officially announcing that I have decided to officially consider whether or not I will announce that I am running for president of the United States.
Well, Colbert has announced his plans to run for the presidency as a favorite son on the South Carolina ballot. Here's an excerpt of the interview I recorded with him earlier this month about the Colbert Report. How has your relationship to your alter ego changed in the past couple of years now that, like, you've done the show, a lot? You know, like, when you were you had to, like, figure out who that character was and flesh him out. But now you've
lived
that character.
Right, when we first started it, it was, it's an amplification of the character I did on The Daily Show, who even then was a well-intentioned, poorly informed, high-status idiot. And then we said, well, let's pick some specific models. So we picked guys like Bill O'Reilly or Anderson Cooper for his slickness or Sean Hannity for his just bullet-headed incuriosity. And we thought, okay, well, I'll be kind of tied to these guys. And obviously O'Reilly is the greatest. He's the king, so he's the clearest figure for any of that. But then as the show's progressed, we've done things like the green screen challenge, or we've done trying to get a Hungarian bridge named after me, or challenging Sean Penn to a metaphor off, or Willie Nelson to an ice cream off. And those things really aren't political. They're really not – they're not something O'Reilly would necessarily do. And so I've found that at the base of it is still that character from The Daily Show who is well-intentioned, poorly informed, high-status idiot that I can apply to other issues.
You know, we were talking about O'Reilly and how he started off as one of your role models for your character. I just want to play a brief clip of when you were on O'Reilly's show and then he was on your show.
I better like this clip, Terry, or I will cut off your mic. Are you clear? This is your show, but I know a lot of people in broadcasting. All right, watch it.
All right, so this is an excerpt of O'Reilly on the Colbert Report.
Please welcome Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly. Bill! Welcome, sir.
Thank you. You hear that booing?
No, that's not. That's booing? Not booing. That's the bear caller going. They're going boo, Papa Bear.
No.
No, that's ooh, Riley.
That's booing. That's Stewart. That's John Stewart. That play at church.
No. I have a restraining order against John Stewart. He's not allowed in the building.
He's jealous. He's jealous of you, Colbert.
The man is a sexual predator. That's why I had to leave, Bill.
Yeah.
You have no idea what that's like.
I thought it was so amazing that you did that because you're saying about he was a sexual predator and Bill, you have no idea what that's like. And of course, everybody knew that O'Reilly had been accused of sexual harassment at that point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought that was so brave to do that. I mean, so because it's like taking that kind of satire to somebody's face. Was it hard to actually do that in the room with him to his face?
The entire interview was hard. I was expecting him to come on in his persona from the show, but he immediately dropped it. We cut out almost 2 minutes of that interview because he dropped it so fully that there was really – the game was completely gone. And I didn't want to just attack a human being. I just wanted to have a tennis match with his public persona, and he dropped it. So we ended up – We had like a 7.5-minute interview, and if you time it with a stopwatch, and I know a lot of my viewers do, that was shorter than a normal interview on our show. I don't think he you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he enjoyed facing a doppelganger.
It must have been pretty odd for him. And he was saying to you things like, you know, that's just a character. I'm really nice. I'm a really nice person. That's just an act. And then you said,
well, if you're an act, then what am I?
Yeah, I thought that was such, was that just like an improvised line?
Well, yeah, I was just startled that he would come on air and say that he doesn't mean the things he says. And I think he was joshing to deflate a moment, but it was surprising.
And I just want to say, I love it when you insult NPR.
It's my pleasure.
It's, or as you describe it in the book, Nancy Pelosi radio or mm-hmm. Nazi Palestinian radio. And you have this great mm-hmm. pie chart of the content of Morning Edition.
Yeah, my character finds it offensive that NPR doesn't have to compete in the general marketplace with actual radio. As it says here, what's wrong with NPR? Just listen to Morning Edition. This is by far the least zany morning zoo ever to hit the airwaves. Instead of the get-up-and-go-larity provided by your local Scott and Tom or Ted and Zeke or Denise and Santana or Coyote Mike and the Beamer, Morning Edition presents NPR's measured barbiturate vibe. And then it has a content of Morning Zoo and content of Morning Edition, two different pie charts. And then, you know, the 57% of a Morning Zoo is sound effects or prank calls. And 39% of Morning Edition is sedition, wry essays by New Englanders, and the color light gray.
Oh, and 15% glowing descriptions of fundraising gift mug.
And the balance is just word jazz.
Stephen Colbert, thank you so much. It's really been great to talk with you.
Thanks for having me back.
Stephen Colbert recorded earlier this month. His new book is called I Am America and So Can You.